Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Na Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Self-Compassion, The Proven Power of Being Kind to Yourself. Author Kristen Neff offers a comprehensive look at the concept of self-compassion and its transformative power. A pioneer in the field, Neff draws upon her extensive research to provide readers with an understanding of why self-compassion is essential for mental health and well-being. Unlike self-esteem, which can falter in times of failure, self-compassion is a more stable and forgiving self-relationship. Neff guides us through the three core components of her model: self-kindness, common humanity, and mindfulness. She dismantles the myths surrounding self-compassion, demonstrating that it does not breed narcissism or self-indulgence, but rather fosters emotional resilience, motivation, and a healthier, more compassionate attitude towards oneself and others. The book intertwines scientific evidence with personal anecdotes and practical exercises, making the case that treating oneself with compassion is not a luxury, but a necessity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the three core components of self-compassion. Kristen Neff articulates self-compassion through three interconnected components: self-kindness, common humanity, and mindfulness. Self-kindness invites us to be gentle and understanding with ourselves rather than harshly critical. It encourages an attitude of care towards oneself, especially in times of failure or inadequacy. Common humanity recognizes that suffering and personal inadequacy are part of the shared human experience, something we all go through rather than being something that happens to us alone. This perspective helps individuals feel connected to others in their moments of pain rather than feeling isolated. Mindfulness, the third component, is the practice of being present and fully engaged with the moment without over-identification with our thoughts and feelings. This balanced awareness allows individuals to observe their difficult feelings with openness and clarity, without suppressing or exaggerating them. These components combined foster a resilient and compassionate stance towards one's experiences. Secondly, myths and misconceptions about self-compassion. Neff tackles the common myths and misconceptions surrounding self-compassion head-on, providing clarity on what self-compassion is and what it is not. Many assume it's a form of self-pity, selfishness, or self-indulgence, but these misconceptions couldn't be farther from the truth. Self-compassion is not about wallowing in one's problems or ignoring others' needs. Instead, it's a practice of giving oneself the same kindness and care one would offer a good friend. It does not lead to laziness or lowered standards. In fact, Neff argues that self-compassion can increase motivation, as people are more likely to try again after failing when they treat themselves with kindness rather than harsh judgment. Furthermore, self-compassion fosters emotional resilience, allowing individuals to confront their flaws and mistakes openly without fear of self-rebuke. By debunking these myths, Neff offers a clearer understanding of self-compassion's true nature and benefits. Thirdly, self-compassion versus self-esteem. Neff presents a critical examination of self-compassion in contrast to self-esteem, highlighting key differences and advantages. Self-esteem often depends on our successes and how we compare to others, making it contingent on external factors and notoriously fluctuating. In contrast, self-compassion is not reliant on external achievements or social comparisons, providing a more stable and unconditional form of self-regard. This section of the book critiques the traditional focus on self-esteem, which can lead to competitiveness, stress, and a lack of resilience. Neff argues that self-compassion offers a healthier approach, emphasizing self-love that doesn't come at the expense of others and provides a solid foundation for personal growth. Unlike self-esteem, self-compassion embraces one's flaws and failures, promoting a holistic and accepting self-view. Fourthly, the role of self-compassion in mental health. Kristen Neff delves into the profound impact of self-compassion on mental health, relying on empirical evidence to underscore its benefits. Self-compassion has been linked to lower levels of anxiety, depression, and stress. It acts as an emotional regulator, helping individuals navigate tough times with grace and acceptance. Neff explains how the practice of self-compassion can lead to better coping skills, as it encourages a kinder, more realistic self-dialogue that acknowledges pain without amplifying it. This section highlights how self-compassion can enhance emotional well-being, improve relationships, and foster resilience against psychological distress. The author articulates self-compassion as not only a buffer against negative mental states, but also as a proactive approach to building a satisfying and mentally healthy life. Lastly, practical applications and exercises. To complement the theoretical insights, Neff provides readers with practical tools and exercises to cultivate self-compassion. These exercises are designed to develop the three components of self-compassion: self-kindness, common humanity, and mindfulness. Through guided meditations, journaling prompts, and self-reflective practices, readers are encouraged to actively engage with and practice self-compassion in their daily lives. This hands-on approach allows individuals to experience the benefits of self-compassion firsthand, facilitating personal growth and emotional healing. The exercises are accessible and can be tailored to fit the unique circumstances and needs of each individual, making the practice of self-compassion an accessible and life-changing endeavor. In conclusion, self-compassion, the proven power of being kind to yourself, is an essential read for anyone looking to foster a healthier relationship with themselves. Kristen Neff's blend of personal insight, empirical evidence, and practical advice makes the case for why self-compassion is crucial in today's fast-paced and often critical world. The book is particularly beneficial for those struggling with self-criticism, anxiety, depression, or simply anyone seeking to cultivate a more compassionate and fulfilling lifestyle. Through her detailed explanation of the components of self-compassion, Neff not only educates, but provides the tools necessary for practice and growth. Adopting a stance of self-compassion has the power to transform our relationship with ourselves and, by extension, our relationships with others, leading to a more compassionate society. Neff's work underscores the profound truth that being kind to ourselves is not an act of selfishness, but one of the most empowering acts we can choose for our well-being and holistic development. If you would like to support Kristen Neff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.